Craven Cottage up next for the Reds. It is the pre-match warm-up with Ian Ryan, Adam Smith, Neil Dockin and Josh Williams. We will get the view from Fulham a little bit later on, but Adam, there was no glory to be had last night. There wasn't even a glorious failure, if we're all honest about it. Instead, Liverpool go out of a competition where many expected them rightly to do better, with a little bit of a whimper, if we're all honest.
Mm. Yeah, I tweeted saying glorious failure last night, and then I just had loads of people being like, it wasn't glorious, and I was like, I just meant it as like a phrase, to be honest. I wasn't actually thinking that it was...
You should know the internet by now, come on.
I know, fucking hell. But anyway, yeah, it was... The problem is, I think actually the first half, I thought we played quite well. I've seen people say, "Oh, we had no tactical plan." That's the second match in a row that they've tactically outwitted us. And I thought we did have a plan in the first half. We did have a plan to deal with their man marking. We were moving the ball quickly. We were getting into spaces. We were dragging players out of position. And I think. It just sort of fell apart in the second half when a second goal didn't come. Salah misses the big chance, and I think it just sort of, everybody just kind of went, it's not happening, this is it. And that, I think, getting knocked out, I don't think anybody was that surprised after the dreadful first leg. I am now legitimately worried about our lack of goals from open play. I'm legitimately concerned by it now. So it was a real kind of thing at the end of the game. I think, look, Jurgen Klopp's leaving because he says he's tired. I think he looks it. I think he just looks tired, and who can blame him? And I think everybody else looks tired with him. It's a real kind of shame that it feels like the season's going to, as you say, go out with a whimper now. It's a real shame.
As a man who's just run from Moorfields to Man Island.
I was going to give you more time, to be honest. Like, see, you're out of breath.
I share your concerns over fitness and tiredness. But that's something that I thought was really obvious in the second half. Again, they just looked goosed.
Mm.
I thought every bit as bad as the second half was, I thought the first half was pretty good.
Mm, I agree.
And pretty positive. And I think that we're guilty after a match sometimes of judging the whole performance based on the results. So now people say, oh, well, we're good for 10 minutes, and then that was that. But we were pulling them all over the shop.
Yeah.
We were creating openings, or at least possibilities of openings. And it's an obvious point, but the Salah goal, if that goes in, if you're 2-0 up away from home in Europe at half-time, you've done a great job.